Now, Wisconsin is among nearly two dozen states suing the Trump administration after it effectively dismantled AmeriCorps. That's the 30-year-old federal agency responsible for volunteer service.
The lawsuit claims that at least 85% of AmeriCorps staff were put on administrative leave earlier this month.
The Trump administration says cuts to AmeriCorps were made because of over $40 million of improper payments last year.
The agency dispatches hundreds of thousands of Corps members across the country as part of its service programs.
To learn about the impacts of the cuts on Wisconsin, we turn now to Eric Robertson, director of Wisconsin Conservation Corps, an agency that focuses on environmental restoration projects across this state and the upper Midwest. Eric, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Give us a brief tour of the projects your organization takes on.
Yeah, for the last 16 years, Wisconsin Conservation Corps has been taking on environmental restoration projects throughout Wisconsin, the upper Midwest. Really, what we're doing is improving lives and recruiting, training, and guiding mentor young adults. And what that AmeriCorps funding does is allows us to kind of bridge the gap between the education system and the workforce, the young adults who are coming to join us. And so we've been, you know, tackling everything from constructing trails to doing restoration projects with the National Park Service and beyond. And so it's great to be here talking. Thank you for doing this on Friday with me. It's been giving us a chance to work through some of the models that we needed to do after learning the information on Monday.
As you look at all of these projects that you've done that are in progress, what is the return on investment? What is the value?
Yeah. Lots of studies have been going on this from the Voices of National Service recently published this. And it says for $1 invested, it's about $17 in economic value through private matching and the services rendered through these programs.
As a result of these cuts, you said in a statement that your organization is losing 60 positions, including 43 new AmeriCorps members. What has the loss of these positions meant for projects your organization is working on?
Yeah, so we're doing everything we can to pivot right now. I've been describing it as we're kind of having the fuel removed from the plane while it's in air. And what that does is it gives us a chance right now to pivot and try to maintain our commitments, as we know that some of these projects have been in development for over a year. And some of these members who would have been joining us have committed to us 6 to 9 months ago. And so we're trying to maintain those commitments to the best of our ability. But we know that with these decisions, we won't be able to hold the capacity that we were expecting to hold. And so we're still trying to make sure that we can adjust these models so that we can come out and say that Wisconsin Conservation Corps can operate without these funds, but we are going to need support.
As you talk about fuel removal in mid-flight, I was reading this morning WTAQ in Green Bay. There's $60,000 worth of prairie planting sitting in a greenhouse that need to get in the ground. This was an AmeriCorps project. And so without the help of, you know, without the AmeriCorps members, those seedlings, what's going to happen to them? Can you talk more about projects that are in flux like this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So in a given year, some of the names throughout the state that would be recognized here with the listeners would be, we have a partnership with the Ice Age Trail with a variety of state parks throughout the region. The North Country Trail crosses through Wisconsin. These projects that we would have been fielding with specifically our crew program are in jeopardy right now. We are actively fielding the concerns of those partners and trying to best figure out how we can position ourselves as a non-AmeriCorps program, as Wisconsin Conservation Corps, to still field those. If we are unsuccessful, yeah, they will not have the resources to complete these projects. And so just like that story of the seedlings, we have partners who have secured the materials, and without the labor force of Wisconsin Conservation Corps, those projects will not happen.
Eric Robertson with us, director of Wisconsin's Conservation Corps, an agency that focuses on environmental restoration projects across Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. Eric, you know, can you talk about how the Conservation Corps has stepped in when maybe local resources are stretched thin and can't remove invasives or can't get wood chips down or these other things that communities need?
Yeah, sure. If you think about AmeriCorps as a whole, you know, we're providing crucial and critical resources to address community needs. And we're really bridging that through the people who are serving, but it's meeting those community needs through education, through disaster response, through health and environmental stewardship. That's really where we fall in that environmental stewardship category. And so we are really stepping up to fill that void. And what we're doing as an organization here, the nonprofit, is we are taking that heavy burden and the lift to support, guide, and train those folks. And so we really take on that lead while then providing that labor force to those organizations to meet their needs. So it's really finding that balance between, or that harmony between their project needs, and then we need to find those people to complete those projects, all the while putting them through a professional development program and really increasing that return on investment.
These people you talk about, these AmeriCorps volunteers that are going through this type of project and process, where do they go after you? What have you seen?
Yeah, excellent question. Yeah, in a given year, we host just shy of 100 people coming through a variety of our programs. And what they're coming through is committing their time to this service, and they get a modest living allowance. They walk away with something called an AmeriCorps Education Award that springboards them towards the education sector. And so they walk away with that education award. They go through the modest living allowance. And what happens typically after they finish us is they walk away with an enhanced life skills and work skills and certifications that allow them to enter into the workforce a more developed person. And so we've seen many of success stories of our former participants, our crew members, our crew leaders, and individual placements taking on a position at one of the agencies that has hosted our crews. And so we've had many of success stories that way.
Do these cuts to AmeriCorps affect your organization's trust in relying on federal funds in the future?
It's been a long couple months. We've been hit from a couple different angles as these federal cuts have impacted the project sponsors and partners' ability to host our crews. And now with the cuts to AmeriCorps hitting our operating budget, we do have a model that needs to be adjusted very fast. If without the AmeriCorps funding, we're currently without adjustments, the more we do, the worse position we get in a financial perspective. So typically we are 75%, these project partners are covering our direct costs. And with the support of AmeriCorps, we can bring that up to a whole and continue to move forward. Without that funding, we currently have a model that needs to be adjusted very quickly that we can reduce our overhead costs, reduce our direct expenses while trying to maintain revenue and then rely on community support to get us through this. And we've been there to support the community. And this is one of those unique times where we need to turn and say, we need their support
to get
through
support.
This.
Eric, thank you for joining us.
Yep, absolutely.
Eric Robertson, Director of Wisconsin Conservation Corps.